Hey, I'm going to take this one over. That's all right. It's March. This is March. I think we said that on the show last week, Alex. But this is really March. Conference tournament week is upon us. Champ week. We are in week two of it. Selection Sunday is less than a week then from today. And I got to shout out my guy, Brad Fay, member of the Appalachian State coaching staff. They are going dancing for the first time since he's been there. First time in a long time. I've just missed this. Haven't you missed this? This like feeling of euphoria surrounding college basketball with big wins, with big moments, with just, this is just what it's all about.
There's something therapeutic about printing out a bracket.
Yes.
And filling it out.
Yes.
And today we did just that right before the show. We're going to talk brackets with you today. We're going to dive deeper into March Madness. Last week we teased it. We really were a week early and we knew we were. This is the week where it starts to feel like, okay, the madness has begun on a big level. Big games, big name teams all start this week from, what, Wednesday on? I mean, yeah. We're just going to have basketball nonstop from here on out.
Exactly. I think you actually do get, what, the first round of the ACC on Tuesday?
And I have a gift card burning a hole in my pocket for the past year that I've been begging you to go drink beers with me.
If you'd love to go at 4:30 to watch Duke Boston College tomorrow.
Nope.
See?
The gift card is not, it's $25 gift card.
It's not valid for playing ACC tournament.
The thing
games.
Is, I need more beer than $25 worth to watch that game.
Yeah, that's valid. Well,
you know, we were talking about it. It's crazy that Duke is coming in at such a low seed. It's hard to get around to watching a Duke BC game midday on a Thursday. I still think I can do it.
Exactly. That's when you're used to seeing Wake Forest, Boston College, right? Or somebody who's traditionally not all that good, but to get Duke in that play-in round, if you will, that is wild. But it's a continuation of a wild and wacky college basketball season in the COVID era. We expect the craziness is not over. If anybody is thinking chalk, I mean, we're going to get into some of these more serious or existential college basketball questions next week when the bracket comes out and we're talking about that. But we've got a show for you today in which we're going to dive in to all of the major college basketball tournaments. Well, we've got a little bit of football to get to at the end as well. And let's start things off here, Alex, with a chance to look back at what you guessed for the mid-major college basketball championships. You took a stab at three last week.
I'm excited. I'm excited to hear this because I don't even know who I picked because I can't remember. And I didn't watch a single dribble of basketball this past weekend. That wasn't the Florida State game, the Illinois-Ohio State game, or I watched one more, Oklahoma State-West Virginia.
So you watched
besides those three games, I didn't watch a dribble. I forgot I picked teams. So thankfully, you didn't make me lay down the heavy dollars on this one.
Correction, you didn't watch a dribble of mid-major college basketball this past
weekend. Yeah, that's what I meant.
You watched a good amount of high-major college basketball.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I watched some basketball. It's basketball season, baby. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's start with the good news. And the good news is you got one right. You picked the ASUN conference champion correctly. The one seed, Liberty, goes through the bracket. Ends up playing in a championship game that literally didn't matter.
What are they, Red Hawks?
They didn't. They're the Flames.
Flames?
But they do have like an eagle logo or whatever.
I'm all over it.
How about
this?
So they played in a championship game against a team that is still transitioning to Division I basketball, so they're not even eligible to go to the NCAA tournament. So they could have walked off the floor 5 seconds into the game and still gone to the NCAA tournament. But they ended up winning it anyway, so they get the trophy for their trophy case. They've actually now won three consecutive ASUN conference championships all 3 years that they've been in the league. But you went with chalk, and you got that one right.
A shark like myself knew to go with the Liberty Flames. Okay? I mean, that was easy money.
All right, let's go next to a heartbreak for you, the Missouri Valley Conference. Yeah. Arch Madness for the Valley in St. Louis. Had a little drama there with a game that literally got canceled at one point, and your Drake Bulldogs, the team you picked to win, got to advance based off of a no contest on Friday night. So that was unique. But we end up with a Drake Loyola Chicago final, the final that I think everybody was anticipating, 1 and 2 in Missouri Valley. But Loyola Chicago ends up taking 2 out of 3 in the season series, and they win it. So Drake gets to the title game, your pick, but come up just short.
What was the score? Like, relative? 10-point game, 5-point game?
They won by double figures.
Oh, okay. So I wasn't that close.
No. I mean, you got to the game, though.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you were there on the floor.
And I remember the reason I picked them is because I watched earlier this year Loyola Chicago killed them and then played them again the next day, and Drake won by
Drake
like 51-50.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's go with Drake. So, okay, fair enough.
Loyola Chicago, definitely the better team, though.
Yeah.
And probably a darling pick again, like they were in 2018, to advance in the NCAA tournament this year, a ranked team in the top 25 for the last couple of weeks. And then finally, we'll finish with this, the Ohio Valley Conference. You rattled off, I think it was like five teams that entered on winning streaks somehow.
Yeah.
And you couldn't make up your mind which one you wanted to be for. So you went with the Eastern Kentucky Colonels. They unfortunately got bounced in the semifinals of that tournament. And Morehead State ends up going and defeating Belmont, upsetting Belmont in the championship game, and the Eagles of Morehead, Kentucky.
And Belmont was one, right? One seed?
Yeah, Belmont was the one seed, okay. and really good.
Yeah, okay. All right, you know, would have been something that I would have never gotten. So no matter how much I read up, I would have never gotten it.
But that's kind of the beauty of all this stuff, right? I mean, no matter what, no matter how much you read, no matter how much you know, I mean, even people that are experts in college basketball don't win bracket pools a lot of times. That's sort of what it is. It's a crapshoot. That's how this whole deal goes. And so
it's why it's called madness.
That's why it's called madness. And it's why it's the most comprehensive and conclusive and hardest to win championship probably out of any of them in any major sport. So why don't we go ahead and get into what we think for the we picked five. We left the Pac-12 out. Sorry, Pac-12.
Pac-12 sucks ass.
If you guys want Pac-12 update, tune into Titus and Tate. They talk plenty of Pac-12 there.
Do they really?
Yeah.
What's there even to break down?
It's a gag. It's part of a gag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Acknowledging
basically,
how bad
they acknowledged how bad the conference was a couple years ago, so they decided that they would devote some time.
Every year.
Yeah, and every Friday episode.
Like, Oregon's the one seed over there, and I couldn't tell you one thing
but
about
it's,
Oregon.
But it's also a delightfully... The basketball is not very good, but at the same time, there's a lot of like weird drama and things like that that happen in that league, which make it entertaining even when the basketball is not very good. So, well, we left it out. We did not do anything when it came to the Pac-12 tournament. But which one should we start out with? We're gonna discuss what sleepers, and we're going to discuss a favorite when it comes to.
Yeah, the
our
team,
title pick.
Yeah, the team you like, the team you might surprise.
Yeah, yeah. So
team you think might surprise.
Which league are we starting with here? You make the call.
Let's go SEC because it's the first page I have. And see, this is this right here, the tangible excitement.
Yes.
When you print it out and you put a pen to paper and fill out a bracket, I mean.
I got it.
This right here. This is it. Me and Scott, we had a moment earlier. We drank a beer. We filled this out.
Yeah, it was great.
This is the best. I'm so excited that it's back and that we can truly... wait, Mercer? I thought they were in y'all's conference.
They left.
Oh.
And went to the SoCon.
Which is better?
Yeah. Okay. Well, funnily enough...
Because they were really good in y'all's conference.
Well, a story. You came... I hooked you up. It was my first year calling games.
I remember that game.
You were home for Christmas break from college.
Yep.
Hooked you and your dad up with tickets.
Yep.
And you're like, hey, can... I was like, I can get you tickets to a game. It was right before you went back to Tallahassee. You guys go. Mercer absolutely stomps JU that game. It was the conference opener.
But you remember, that's why I picked Mercer against Duke
and they
that
won.
Year. And
it
I
was
picked
the 2014
him in that.
NCAA tournament, yes. And they beat Duke in the first round.
And they
round.
Had a
yeah.
really good guard.
They had a
skinny
guy
and a super tall white guy down low.
Langston Hughes won Conference Player of the Year, their guard.
Yep.
And then Daniel Corsi was their big man, who was a very talented. They
just
had
rebounding beast.
They had, I think they started five seniors. Like, they were built for a tournament run.
Yeah.
And finishes
Langston Hughes, man.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that for no, not Langston Hughes. That's the poet, right?
Yeah.
Langston.
I was like, wait a minute. That's some Brooklyn. That's some old school.
I know. Maybe my
African American history.
My literature is better than my basketball knowledge. Langston.
I mean, if your name is Langston, you're coming out the womb a badass.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't forget. I can't remember his last name. But anyway, his first name is Langston. He won Player of the Year.
You know, I like unique names. You think my wife would go for Langston for baby three?
That's solid.
Yeah, right.
All right, I'm putting it
he'd
in the
cool.
I'm putting it in the jar now.
He'd be taller than me. I can almost guarantee it. Just just with that name right off the
exactly.
bat.
Exactly. All right, let's set up the SEC tournament in Nashville, Tennessee, as it always is. They play down at the Bridgestone Arena. And it starts on Wednesday, March 10th, with one play-in game, and then really gets going in earnest on Thursday, March 11th. So do you have anybody advancing from this kind of lower tier from the Wednesday or Thursday realm advancing more than or advancing at least two games?
You know, what's crazy is I just set up this segment with you to pick a sleeper. I don't think there's a sleeper in this conference because I think it's just Bama and then everyone else.
Wow, okay.
And Arkansas is a good team too. I do have Florida making a little run just because I think it sets up easy for them. They would, in my opinion, play Texas A&M and then play Tennessee, and I don't think Tennessee's very good. They were overhyped half the year, and it started catching up to them as of late, and they just haven't been able to beat anyone. So I'd say Florida somewhat being a sleeper there and Bama being the outright favorite, probably going to win it all with ease.
Yeah, I have Florida advancing as well as a lower seed. They're the 5 seed, so the highest ranked seed that's playing in that Thursday round. But I have them beating Texas A&M and then Tennessee in the rematch there after having just played them, and then advancing to the semifinals and then losing to Alabama, of course.
You want to say a biggest upset on each bracket that we have, too?
Well, my biggest upset, yeah. You want me to go ahead and go?
Yeah.
I mean, I've got Missouri beating Arkansas and advancing actually all the way to the finals.
Okay, you have a Bama-Missouri.
I have a Bama-Missouri final with Bama winning, but Missouri, I watched them beat Alabama earlier this year. I think they're as hard a team to figure out as possible, but they feel like a team that is one of those that is going to put it together in a conference tournament and then not put it together in the, like, they get eliminated in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Like, that's what the makeup of this Missouri team feels like to me. And so I've got them knocking off an Arkansas team that's been hot and probably is due to come back down to earth a little bit here.
Yeah.
And then I think they're better than LSU.
Yeah, LSU's a team that
they're a 3 seed, and I don't feel like they're that good.
Right, they should not be a 3 seed. I think Missouri's better than them. Ole Miss being a 6 seed blows my mind.
I think Missouri's better than all of the 3 teams seeded ahead of them. I think Missouri's better than.
Yeah, that's probably fair. The biggest upset I have in here is probably Georgia beating Missouri in the first game, but that's a 10-7 matchup.
Yeah,
and this year I've had such a hard time watching SEC basketball. I haven't enjoyed any of them except Bama. Bama plays defense and they run.
They are a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah. They're very like Florida State-like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because well, they're athletic, they
defense.
Run.
Yeah, defense, yeah, and defense. And they can score. And they remind me of Florida State last year. They really feel
right.
like the Florida State Seminoles were last season. Like they're that team this year.
Isn't it kind of bullshit that Bama's good in football and basketball now?
Like, yeah,
when did that
I know.
Happen?
Bama's
never been good at. Who'd they just have? Colin Sexton. He was a monster, but they weren't good.
But they weren't very
he
good.
He was just good.
Like, yeah, they were like entertain.
Yeah,
they were entertaining for various reasons, but they weren't very good.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, there's a part
oh,
of me
that said Oladipo. Carry on.
Oladapo.
Yeah,
very very close.
Yeah, and I'll throw you off. Yeah. I was like, they must be brothers.
Yeah.
Oladapo and Oladipo. I mean,
oh man, Oakland the 3 seed in the Horizon. Xavier beat them by a million. The opening game.
The Horizon is terrible.
I mean, it's generally. I think it's down this year, but I think it's generally one of the better mid major conferences in the country. But anyway, we're not getting into a Horizon deal here. All right,
I wouldn't have much more to say.
Yeah, I know. So you have Alabama winning. I have Alabama winning. Your
yep.
final game is Alabama over Arkansas. So you went straight chalk one.
Yeah,
two.
I had to. I just don't like the bottom feeders
yeah.
in that league.
And I've got Alabama and Missouri.
Yep.
In the final. All right,
okay,
we'll see what
so
happens.
We're both in on Bama there.
So we're going to the ACC now. The Atlantic Coast Conference playing in Greensboro, which I believed Jim Boeheim once called like the seventh layer of hell or something, Siberia, something along those lines. Like he hates Greensboro, North Carolina. But
he's
Greensboro,
also been cranky. Lately.
Yeah, for the last decade. Yeah. Greensboro, historically, I mean, they played in Brooklyn a couple of years. Like,
I remember that.
It just doesn't feel right, right? Like,
yeah.
The ACC tournament is supposed to be in Tobacco Road, supposed to be in the heart of ACC country. Greensboro, North Carolina. This feels right. So it gets started up on Tuesday as well. Three games, in fact, starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, if you can stomach them, with the lowest seeds in a down year in the ACC playing, and then really gets going in earnest on Wednesday. So what do you have as far as upsets are concerned in the ACC bracket?
I have Clemson going all the way to the semifinals. I think Clemson's had a very up-and-down year. They started up as high as you could be, got up to like number 12 in the country, played really good basketball, athletic team. They can run. They're long. And then they had a COVID break and got hammered by Florida State. Took them a while to catch their footing after stumbling after that game. Yeah. And it took a long time for Clemson to be Clemson again. And it looks like they finally have their identity. They're playing with confidence. Sims is their senior. He's playing really well. And I have them going all the way to the semifinals. That's probably my... I also have UNC as a sixth seed going to the semifinals.
Okay.
So, I have two sleepers there to watch.
I have a very mild upset when it comes to... I have Notre Dame at upsetting North Carolina and advancing to the quarters. And that is literally based off of nothing other than the fact that I like Mike Bray. Notre Dame just beat Florida State on Sunday. Feels like they might have something going. I'll tell you, way off on that.
Even before the Florida State game, I said, so I picked Florida State naturally because you have to, right? You're never supposed to bet on your own team until they're about to tip off. Okay, and you're like, but I have to.
Wait till we get to the Big East bracket. Yeah.
There you go. You're all X on that?
Not quite that far.
But. Okay, so Notre Dame can fill it up, but they haven't been able to stop anyone.
Can't defend a soul.
At all. So, I mean, could they beat UNC? Sure, because they get hot. Those guys, a bunch of damn white guys, just like you'd expect, and they all shoot threes. It was frustrating. But, yes, I agree. Notre Dame definitely could upset. I mean, I definitely think they're beating Wake. Wake, it takes a miracle for them to...
Boy, they're bad.
They can't cover anyone. So, yeah, I like that one. I mean, UNC's been playing really good basketball lately, though.
I know. So, it was tough to choose that one because they have been playing well. But at the same time, it's a tournament. Anything can happen in one game. My bigger one here, my bigger upset. You talked about Clemson. You've got him going to the semifinal. I got Clemson winning the dang thing.
Oh.
It feels like...
Look at this!
It feels like somebody is going to make a run that isn't...
I'm looking over at your bracket. I'm like, Clemson.
Yeah, yeah.
Clemson. I'm like, holy smokes.
The ACC this year, right? Like, Florida State should be the best team. Virginia, people thought was the best team. Duke and North Carolina down this year. Like, this thing is as wide open for the taking as it's ever been for a... And I'm going to go ahead and say Florida State's a traditional power based off of the last 5 to 6 years, right? Like, if Florida State's there at the end of it, no one's shocked anymore. Like, that's not surprising like it was 10 years ago. Obviously, Duke and North Carolina being in the ACC championship game, nobody bats an eye no matter what. This year, people might if you're a diehard and you know that they're not very good, but... This year feels like the perfect kind of a year for someone almost like Florida State back in 2012, right? To make that kind of, oh, really? Them? They're going to win this thing? And that's what feels like Clemson to me. We know they're good. You just documented that they're good. This is the best team Brad Brownell's ever had. They play a very stingy style of defense.
And they can run.
And they can get up and down, yeah. And it feels like they might be rounding into form a little bit after their break. And, I mean, they were, in January, they're the best team in the ACC. And they've kind of scuffled a little bit here, but, hey, I think they're as capable as anybody in this tournament as putting together for 4 days in Greensboro Coliseum in March. And so I'm taking a flyer on the Clemson Tigers, and I've got them beating Florida State in the championship game.
I like that a lot. I really do. I see that UVA, I don't know why I call them UVA. It's because I abbreviated it on my piece of paper. But Virginia, can we?
Lose. Thank you.
Reverse that. Go ahead and scratch that from the record. But, yes, Virginia has really struggled down the stretch, and I hate picking them to win it, but my thought here is Clemson is going to need a lot in the tank to go from beating Pitt to beating Georgia Tech, who's scrappy as all get out, to then beating Virginia. And that's where I think they struggle. It's like that's three tough games back to back to back because they're day after day after day here. You go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday against tough, hard-nosed teams here, Georgia Tech and UVA, and back to that back-to-back days is really difficult. So I have Virginia winning that game, and then I have Virginia playing Florida State, and I'm going with odds here and picking Virginia to beat Florida State strictly because it's a rematch.
Honestly,
I like Florida State light years better when it comes to a roster and the way they play than I do Virginia. But Florida State hadn't been consistent, so it's hard for me to trust them to beat Virginia.
Honestly, I should be, now I look at it again, I should be taking whoever comes out of the bottom of that bracket because I feel like that's an easier road. Don't you feel like that? Like Virginia,
oh yeah,
Syracuse is a weird matchup. Georgia Tech is really tough
NC
this
State
year.
NC State will play you.
Clemson,
they just got hot.
Yeah, I mean, that feels like the harder part.
I'll tell you right now, I don't want to play Georgia Tech.
I don't either. That was
They're
the hardest
so
pick
scrappy.
I had on my whole, you know, Clemson I have beating them after beating Miami.
Play. You know what?
And then
I may switch this. I'm with you. That right there, that GT Clemson game that both of us have for Thursday.
You're going to flip that to GT?
No, Tech? No. I think I'm going to stick with Clemson, but okay. I think they beat whoever comes out of the top of that portion. They're just two scrappy teams. Really scrappy.
Yeah.
Play with a lot of energy, play some defense.
Wait, so you're taking Clemson to beat UVA now?
I think I am.
But then,
that would switch my first
state.
Yeah,
then your champion's gone.
Yeah.
You've got some, you've got some figuring out
to
do here.
I got some thinking to do. For the record, let me say Virginia.
All right. Let the record state.
No,
so let
you know
it be
what?
Written.
It will come out. Turco trifecta.
So let it be done.
I'm going to switch it right now. You keep talking.
In Lent, Ten Commandments. I felt like a... You ever seen that movie?
What is it called?
The Ten Commandments. Charlton Heston. It's like the old movie that's like takes forever. And it's literally like the whole history of the Bible. And like...
If I have, I don't remember it.
They play it around Easter on like Turner Classic Movies or something every year or whatever. But... that's one of the lines in there. So let it be written. So let it be done. And that's my old roommate in college. He used to quote that one all the time. His family tradition was to watch the Ten Commandments like Holy Week or whatever every year. I mean, we're in Lent. We're getting closer to Easter. We're closing in a couple weeks to go. I figured it was timely.
That was timely. It made sense. I'm with you. All right. I switched it.
All right. So you got the Noles now. All right.
Yeah.
So strike that.
Strike it from the record.
Yes, and now...
And we'll tweet it
Let
out.
It show.
We'll tweet it out.
Florida State over Clemson, Virginia.
Man, what a homer-ass pick.
But also, Virginia, who you picked, and you've talked about how you hate Virginia, and they suck, and that you somehow picked them to advance and win the whole thing originally.
Look how easy their path is just to beat one game. All they had to do is play one game, and then I took them against FSU because I said it was a rematch.
That's true.
But I don't like Virginia, so I just scratched it. Scratched it from the record.
Fair.
I have them winning one game. Right, against lowly NC State.
Very true. Pack pride.
Who they lost to.
All right, who do you got next?
In conference-wise?
Yep.
Let's go Big East.
Big
this
East,
your,
all right.
Your conference.
Right on cue. I got my pullover tonight. I'm all in. Xavier's still sitting right on the bubble. Needs a win or two or three or just win the damn thing in order to... Make Selection Sunday less of a
nail biter.
Yeah, nail biter. Yeah, it's been a while, but I'm hoping. I'm feeling good. I've got Wednesday night blocked off on my calendar. It is 6 o'clock that they'll be getting going. The Big East Conference Tournament. You know where it takes place. The Mecca, Madison Square Garden. Every year, it's a tradition. We get great moments in the Big East Tournament, like the Kemba Walker, Gary McGee ankle breaking step back to win. Started their run all the way to a title back in 2011.
To complete their comeback. I'll never forget. If Mr. Yoakum actually listens to this, he'll love this.
I'm you guys had sitting, it on in class?
I had it on in class. Yeah. We were working on editing something. And what was it called? Final Shop or?
Final Cut.
Final Cut.
Yep.
We were working on Final Cut Pro 11.
Yep.
And.
Oof. I was a Final Cut Pro 10 guy, but okay. Actually, no, 7. I used 7 in college. That shows how old I am.
Oh, man. Scott, are those gray hairs? I'm looking at your beard. Is that gray? I think I see some
grays. I've got a few in there.
Yeah, so Andy, good friend of mine, good friend of yours, big UConn fan.
Yeah, huge UConn guy.
Those of you that don't know, I also root for Pitt, and that's kind of faded ever since I went to college. I didn't care anymore because...
Well, also, when Pitt joined the ACC, it became
less of a
Big East is like whatever.
Right.
You know?
It used to be
a whole different league.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah,
they
never played each other.
Right. And I grew up where Pitt was playing Miami all the time because they both were in the Big East.
Yep.
So, long story short, LaVance Fields, Gary McGee.
LaVance Fields.
You know, DeJuan Blair, those teams. I know they were separate, but those
teams. A hearty
teams,
F you to LaVance Fields.
Guy beat
Xavier. A guy couldn't throw a ball in the ocean shooting, and he beat Xavier on a step back three.
Shoot over his head.
Yeah, terrible form.
Short little fat Brooklyn boy.
Yeah, hits a contested fadeaway three in the Sweet 16 in 2009.
So we had Ashton Gibbs.
Yeah, very good player. Yep,
really good player. And it was the Ashton Gibbs show in the first half. Pitt could not miss, and I'm watching it in Mr. Yoakum's class. I had finished what I was doing, just for the record. And Andy walked in with a hall pass to come check
Watch
the
again.
Score, basically. Came in and was like, oh, my God, y'all cannot stay this hot. UConn's going to come back. Watch. And then sure enough, I mean, I didn't get to watch the whole game because the class ended. But sure enough, I saw on my phone that UConn came back and won. Saw the step back of Gary McGee stumbling backwards. So, yes.
Brutal.
Brooklyn, New
Gary
York.
Gary McGee
has
will
a
never be remembered for anything other than that and looking like the Predator.
You know how we end the show, every show, with a random name?
Gary
That's
McGee
basically our
one.
Name.
You just rattled off like three good random
names.
Yeah,
I did. Ashton Gibbs, LaVance Fields. Those were the days. I mean, Brad Wanamaker still plays for the Celtics.
I know.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, he sucks.
he really does. Plays good defense.
Yeah. He can't score to save his life. Oh. Wow, that was a ridiculous shot for Northern Kentucky in the first 2 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
How were you watching the game? Were you watching it on TV in the classroom? Were you streaming it on the computer?
I think I pulled it up on a phone.
Okay. See, that even shows the difference in...
I probably pulled it up on the computer.
Had to be a computer thing.
Watch
now. Like, streaming on computers was like a thing then.
Yeah.
But like when I was in high school, it wasn't.
Yeah.
So like 3 years difference between us, like that's the thing. So I thought of this story this past week going into the ACC tournament. I was thinking back on that story of how I talked about how Florida State was never good growing up and how I used to live and die with ACC tournaments because that was basically Florida State's only chance at ever getting into the NCAA tournament. They had to get hot and either make a really deep run or most likely win the thing. So my junior year, before we get to the Big East here, this is a good ACC story to wrap up with. My junior year, I'm in Algebra 2, and McWilliams. We never did anything. It was brutal. So we're sitting there in class, and Dan Gardner.
Is that why you went with the media route? You just
never
clicked from there.
Never learned any math. We were predictably spending the last like 15 to 20 minutes of class doing nothing, and she was just on her computer. I don't know what doing what and. Dan Gardner played basketball at Kenny. He was also in the class, like a Florida State fan. So, like, I am way more invested than he is in this game.
DG.
But, yeah, DG, yeah. So, Florida State's playing, like, you know, whatever the opening day of the ACC tournament, of course, because, like, they were always in that slot as a low seed, playing against Clemson. And I'm on my phone, my little flip phone, in the class, like, trying not to make it obvious, but, like, I'm doing the old, like, you pulled up, there was no apps or whatever. You just went on the browser and pulled up like ESPN.com and then like gamecasted and had to, you know, my parents were being charged like 5 cents a second for the data or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there tracking the game and I'm telling
the gamecast. You're not watching
gamecast.
It.
Yes. I'm just seeing the live stats
the
update.
The play by play. Yep.
DG on the other side of the room, I'm updating him on like what's happening. And at one point, like Miss McWilliams like figures out, like, she's like, how do you know what's going on in this game? I was like, oh, I'm just guessing. And she like bought that for like 5 minutes. And then at one point I was like, let's go, big dunk, got the lead. She's like, there's no way you're guessing this. What are you doing? I was like, she's like, you don't have your phone out, do you? I was like, no. And like 1 second later I go, can I go to the bathroom? She's like, sure. And I was like, all right. So I go downstairs.
Went and checked it.
Yeah. 100 building. I'm downstairs in the men's bathroom down there. And I pull out my phone again in there and like Florida State wins the game, holds on to win the game, went by like two or something like that. It was close late. And I'm like, let's go, go Noles. And all of a sudden I hear, Scott, is that you? Like from a stall. our mutual friend Adam.
Oh, no way.
So I was like, Noles just won.
Just by chance?
Yeah, just by chance. He happened to be in the bathroom too. And I was like,
neighbor
Noles just.
You grew up with. Yeah, that's awesome.
I was like, Knowles just won an advanced, you know, which meant nothing. You know, like the 9 seed that is moving on to play on Thursday now. But probably got eliminated the next day. But like that was the stuff that we dealt with. I mean, kids these days, like you can sit there and watch the whole game if you want to.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Yeah, geez. I mean, they're using iPads in class. You could probably just pull it up on that or something. I don't know, different world.
You know, I can't remember when I used it, but you know how CBS has, this is also the Guess Who's Back, is the CBS web browser, like where it hides your,
The boss button.
Yeah, the boss button, where you click it and it looks like you're working on an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, which,
it's perfect.
Yeah. I guess I could probably pull that off.
So all of my jobs up until this one, now that I'm in construction sales and not sitting behind a computer, but all of my desk jobs that I've had, the two, I've always had two monitors, and that doesn't count my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I've got that.
For me, during March Madness, I will definitely have one on.
Yep.
And I'm like, you know what? If someone walks by, they're kind of going to have to kiss my ass because I'm not getting my stuff done, but I got to have this on.
I know.
It's a requirement.
It's crucial.
Yeah, I mean, people need to understand that. And, you know, I'm not there anymore, so.
Yes. Well, the sports.
I wasn't.
People get it. People listen to this podcast get it.
Yeah.
They get it.
Actually, that'd be a great thing to hear. How does everyone else get away with watching the opening days of the tournament? Because they're crucial.
Yeah, let us know. At sportsbar_pod on Twitter. Let us know, and we might include the best ones next week.
Or you could give me some ideas.
Yeah. Man. It's even like the days where you'd convince your teacher to like turn the games on late in class. It'd be like, hey, we've been good today. Like, can we spend the last 5 minutes and like turn on CBS? Because you'd get, you know, the over-the-air channels or whatever. It's like, can we watch the last 5 minutes of the game before, you know, the bell rings or whatever? Like, that was a goal on Thursday and Friday, the NCAA tournament, to convince as many teachers as possible
to flip
those TVs on.
Before we get to the Big East, we're just, now this is a segment in its own before we get to the Big East. But speaking of memory lane, in high school, there was a teacher named Miss O'Donnell. I don't know if you know her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
OD, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. She was, her first year was my senior year.
Okay.
She was a yearbook.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
So you had to go in there for newspaper class.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, or newspaper. So she was a huge Gator fan. And they played BYU with Jimmer
Jimmer Fredette. Yeah.
Fredette.
Jimmer bombs, baby.
And they played BYU that year. It went to overtime. They had Irving Walker.
Yep. I remember watching
and
that
game. I went and watched it. She put it on her projector because that's how she taught anyway, on the screen that hooks up to your computer. So she sat there and streamed it, and there were a ton of kids in there after class because it started at, what time did we get out?
2:47. No joke.
Every day?
And then 1:31 on Wednesdays.
No way.
Yeah, I don't know. Ask me how I remember that, but
high school is such a joke. How easy was that?
Yeah, but then we had other stuff to do after. I mean, we had to go home and still work.
No, I know, but we got off at 2:47.
Yeah, we got out of. Now you went to public school for middle school and stuff. Like I got it to like 2:30, 2:45, like my entire school career.
God, I don't even remember that being. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that is awesome. That's when the day should end every day.
Heck, man. I'm
so
trying
anyway,
to sign up for
that's
that.
Why then, because the game started at like 2:00.
Yeah.
So by the time we got off, it was halftime, and I stayed a full hour and watched the end of the game
that's
in
awesome.
There, and it went to overtime. If I'm,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, I think
don't
you're
quote
right.
Me,
I think
but
right,
I think
yeah.
it went to overtime.
Man,
wild
good
game.
Memories.
Wild
good
times.
Memories.
Wild times. So anyway, Big
right,
East.
To the
go
Big
ahead
East.
And start
to
it
the
off.
Big East. Yeah, again in Madison Square Garden, starting on Wednesday. At 3:00 in the afternoon, actually, Georgetown Marquette getting things started off. All right, I'll start this one off. I have two quote unquote. This bracket's not as big. The league's not as big. I have two quote unquote teams that are advancing further. I guess you can say that are winning multiple games. First and foremost, I have Seton Hall advancing to the final out of the top half of the bracket, beating St. John's, upsetting Villanova, who's banged up. And then I've got Xavier winning two games as well, beating Butler, and then upsetting a discombobulated, to say the least, Creighton group. And they probably – Xavier should have beat Creighton twice already this year. So I think that's a good matchup, actually, for 4X. And then I've got UConn winning the whole thing.
Well, I probably am not turning this one in for money then because – I know nothing about these teams besides
Villanova. Well, you know what happened with Creighton this past week, right?
No.
Well, their coach got suspended.
Yeah, McDermott.
Yeah. He's back now, but right, like obviously like...
Yeah, I saw he's back. Good
there,
to go.
There's some distractions there, you could say the least. He used the term plantation in a team, like after Xavier beat him two Saturdays ago, in the postgame thing, he said, I need everybody to stick on the plantation with me. I need 2 feet in the plantation. Said it twice. And obviously players were like, did you just say plantation? And then like he apologized and they've let him come back because like he's going to go to like sensitivity training, stuff like that. But like Jeez. That's an odd... I feel like he was reaching for a different word.
Yeah.
And pulled the wrong one out, but like
I've never heard that phrase. Not even in a don't mean it in a racist way.
No, yeah, but like
I'm saying I've never heard it from anyone.
I thought maybe he was trying to say the reservation, which isn't any better because that's a Native American connotation thing, but I don't really know what he was trying to say.
I need 2 feet.
He's just like he was trying to tell the team I need everybody to stick together.
Yeah, I need everyone on the ship.
He probably should have just said that. Yeah, ship would have been a good one.
Yeah,
that would have been a good one. Probably should have said, hey, Greg,
stay
next
on the
time,
ship with me.
Greg, next time.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Maybe we start getting into slave stuff now.
Oh.
I'm reaching. Yeah. I'm joking. I'm really, you know.
Well, hey, these days you have to overthink it could.
Ship, not so obvious. People would be stretching for that one. Yeah. Plantation,
that one, people,
not much doubt to
be
the
be suspended for ship.
No. Plantation.
You'd probably still have to say sorry.
Yeah. There's a little gray area. There.
Yeah.
Very little gray area.
Yeah, plantation is like,
kind of has one meaning.
Yeah. And I'm the slave owner, and y'all need to
basically,
stay,
yeah. So anyway, that's here. Why I look at Creighton as being kind of, I don't know, maybe iffy. Maybe they'll rally behind this. I don't know.
I doubt that. You know, you kind of, according
anyway,
to me, yes,
yeah,
they will rally. But I saw he was... he was suspended and basically on leave, came back. I was
Monday,
like, okay, we're
announced he's coming back.
I was like, we're good to go. So I'm picking Creighton to win it all.
Okay.
But I'm not turning this one in for money now that I hear that. This was my upset special bracket because I don't think there's any killers in this bracket, mainly because Nova's banged up.
Very much so.
And yep. I
Colin
have...
Colin Gillespie being out is huge.
And they just had... they still have Diacono or whatever.
No. Ryan Archidiacono is the guy who Colin Gillespie
looks like. That's right.
Who graduated. Yeah. He was on the 16 title team.
I thought he had a brother.
No,
I really
did.
Yeah.
He looks just like him.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
No,
like,
I really did.
If you told me they were related, I'd be like, and I didn't know their names.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, of course.
No,
the white point guard for Villanova that looks and plays the exact same way.
So Xavier needs a win so bad that I picked Butler to beat him. Because I was just like,
I hate
no, I saw they're
I'm
on
leaving.
The bubble. I literally said to myself, they need this. There's pressure on them, and they're young.
Yeah, they're playing a lot of young guys.
So that right there, I was like, I'm not going with them. Huh? So I took Butler.
Butler sucks. But anyway, yeah, they beat Nova, but they're not good. Because I said that they're probably going to win by fucking 10 or something.
Yeah, probably. And then I have Providence beating Connecticut. Which really upsets the apple cart, and that's why I have Creighton just cruising to an easy semifinal game against Nova. And then from there, anything could happen, but I have Creighton beating Villanova.
Okay. That makes sense. I can see that.
If that upset happens,
right.
They have no one to play.
Yeah. No.
That's my thought.
Yeah. Providence.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Providence, I just watched them.
Speaking of.
Blow a huge lead against Nova this past weekend. Should have lost.
You know, like, Providence's best player's name is David Duke. Like, that guy's got to change his name.
Yeah.
Like, go by Dave.
Yeah.
Or D or something.
Why?
David Duke. Like, KKK.
Oh, man. See, you're... Scott.
I'm all over this.
No. You're way too plantation-y today. I don't even know. I'm going to Google David Duke, and I'm going to get arrested by the FBI. I mean...
like, why does this guy want to know more about him?
I don't know a ton of KKK info.
Well, we used to have a high school in this town named after the guy who founded it, for God's sake.
Ed White?
No.
Robert E. Lee?
Well, Robert E. Lee was a Confederate. No, Ed White was an astronaut, man.
Was he?
Yeah. He was the first guy to make a spacewalk.
Huh.
That's why they're commanders. He commanded Gemini 6, I think it was.
Okay.
And then he died in the Apollo 1 fire.
What was it? Robert E. Lee? Who was the...
No, Forrest.
Oh,
Forrest
Nathaniel
B. Forrest.
Forrest,
yeah. Literally the guy who founded the KKK.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that's a good guy. We should honor this dude. good guy. Yeah. Let's... Anyway.
I mean, our city's named after Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You can't change everything, but that's a whole nother conversation.
At least,
that one's fair.
At least we can just
Nathaniel
be like...
Nathaniel B. Forrest, I'm with you. We're good.
That's a straight up, like, Forrest is his last name. Like, we threw Ville at the end, so now there's a little... We could just be like, hey, different Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, we could just change the history. No, nobody sits there and goes, you know, Jackson, Mississippi is a little more obvious, but whatever. All right. Big East.
Mississippi, they don't give a shit.
For Andy.
They had a Confederate flag as their state flag.
Until a week
month.
Ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got Andy. I've got UConn over Seton Hall. You've got Creighton over Nova. If Andy actually listened to this thing, he'd be happy, but I'm sure he doesn't. All right. Let's go to the Big 12. We're going to save the Big Ten for last. These are probably the two best, honestly.
We've
saved the two best for last.
I'm glad we did that. Yeah.
Big 12 next.
We accidentally did it perfectly.
Yeah. Big 12 tournament, Kansas City, Missouri. They play in the Sprint Center. Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament. I don't know why I remember that. That's always sponsored by that. I think it's just funny because it's like a gas station. Starts on Wednesday with the play-in games. These have to be the most chalk play-in games in all of them. In any, like, Kansas State and Iowa State are so dang bad. Like, I'll put a bet. Give me something that's ridiculous. If either one of those teams wins, make me do something crazy on the show next week. What do I got to do? Shotgun a beer or something at the start?
Do the show shirtless? I don't know. Yeah. Just sit. I don't know. I'll
maybe
think
we'll
of something
open
for you.
All right.
Well, yeah, we could open it up.
The people have one day
but
to respond.
But you're right. I mean, I've
there's
TCU
no
and Oklahoma
way.
Winning
there's
this
no
too, yeah.
way. Like, Oklahoma's good.
Yeah, Oklahoma's
and they're
the best
seventh seed
in the world.
They're the seventh seed, and Oklahoma is freaking good.
Well, they
that's
climbed
what's
all
scary.
The way up to top 10 at a point.
That's what's ridiculous about the Big 12, how deep it is, and we're about to get to the Big 10, which is just as good. What do you got as far as potential upsets here? Anybody making any runs?
Mine is actually Oklahoma being a seventh seed. I have them beating Kansas in this. Kansas is a two seed. They're not a scary Kansas team of past. Mm-hmm. I would not pick Kansas to beat Oklahoma. I'll put it that way. So I have Texas Tech beating Texas, a three seed, and I have Oklahoma beating Kansas, a two seed. A lot of upsets there.
Okay. And then you, I have Texas Tech advancing to my final. You have that as well. For me, that's my lowest seed advancing anywhere, winning more than one game, I guess I should say, as the sixth seed.
Texas Tech, another athletic team. I like McClung. He can score.
Well-coached, talented. I mean, this one, honestly, the Big 12, this was one of the harder ones to fill out.
Yep.
Because of the fact that, like, you go chalk because, like, Baylor's, I think, I do feel very confident in saying Baylor's the best team in the conference.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're going to win this tournament. You know what I mean? Like, it is any given night. I just feel like Baylor is still going to be the best one and win this. I think there could be absolute carnage behind them. Like, if West Virginia, Oklahoma State...
That's the toughest game to pick.
Yeah, and OK State just beat them without Cade Cunningham.
Just beat them.
In Morgantown.
So
I like them to beat them potentially with Cade Cunningham, not in Morgantown. Can't you know, you've got Texas Tech. Do you just change your mind? I talked you into it. Like Texas,
I just hate rematches that quick. So in my mind,
I know what you mean.
You gotta go West Virginia there,
but West
Cunningham's coming back.
I guess they've all played brutal schedules, but West Virginia just went from Baylor to OK State to it's just been a tough stretch. I could see anybody but probably TCU, Kansas State, and Iowa State making a run in this tournament.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Oklahoma State was your team when we picked Dark Horses
couple
weeks back.
Go Pokes.
You were all in on Oklahoma State. So I'm with you. This is the best, in my opinion. This is the Big Ten's going to be good, too.
I know. We're about to get there. But
yeah, but how, I got Baylor. You got Baylor.
I got Baylor, too.
Those two.
Scott Drew, we finally figured out he is a good coach. And it's time for them to gain some hardware. First time he's won a championship as a head coach in any level. So to capture the Big 12 regular season title. By the way, that's back-to-back Big 12 regular season championships that Kansas has not won after they won, what was it, 14 straight or something like that? Crazy. Something absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
The where was I going with
Baylor?
Oh, the Oklahoma State deal. Remember we talked about it a couple weeks ago on the show. They're going to be the tournament. So they said we are. I figured out truly what this is all about. They said, hey, by the way, our self-imposed ban, we're going to do that next year. Not this season, but next season. Because they know Cade Cunningham's going to the league.
I was
going to
say, we didn't realize be this good, can we do this next year?
So the NCAA has, what, less than a week now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're still reviewing the case. They have not come out with any findings. So they could, any time in the next couple of days, come out and say, actually, Oklahoma State, no. We're going to uphold that ban.
God, that'd be bullshit.
Now, granted, the coach that committed these violations was also at South Carolina. Literally, just last week, South Carolina got hit with NCAA sanctions related to the same coach for the same deal because he was at both South Carolina and OK State. OK State when he got caught, but he'd been doing it this whole time. South Carolina got hit with like a scholarship reduction and like a fine. They didn't get a postseason ban.
Yeah.
So if they come out and ban Oklahoma State, when literally this had nothing to do with recruiting violations. This was this dude taking a cut on the side for his own personal gain.
That's all
this
it was.
This didn't help the schools one iota.
Huh.
This wasn't him paying a guy to come play ball at any school. No, he was just basically trying to find a way to get himself an extra slice of the pie. That's what's crazy. And yet, you know, the NCAA, they're going to sit there and go, you know what? You're in trouble, but don't get me started.
Yeah, the NCAA is one of your arch nemesis.
It is. It's funny that like they're indirectly paying my paycheck, but I hate them at the same time because it's asinine and arcane and all this other stuff.
They do stuff that makes no rhyme or reason.
No.
And there's no method to the madness, no. It feels like.
Well, and they furloughed a whole bunch of people. The part of the reason why this is taking so long is because they furloughed and fired a bunch, you know, because they lost money because they didn't have an NCAA tournament last year. They had to let a bunch of people go, so a bunch of their compliance staff and people that would normally do this. But hey, you know what? The head of the NCAA hasn't taken a pay cut, so let's all remember that. Mark Emmert, it's just so easy for him to be public enemy number one. He just does nothing to help himself out. Big Ten. We saved the best for last, in my mind. You agree? Big Ten.
Oh, yeah, this one's really hard.
This is going to be a slobber knocker,
yeah.
A dandy, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Anything could happen.
They'll be playing in Bankers Life Fieldhouse, and they won't even have to go anywhere. That's kind of the beauty of playing in Indianapolis, right? Kind of like the Horizon, which we're watching right now. They're also in Indianapolis. Whoever wins this is already there. You know, you don't have to go anywhere. You're already kind of in the bubble, if you will. That makes life a lot easier for these teams to avoid potentially being one of those teams that pops and gets replaced by a bubble team. Boy, I never even thought about that. Xavier could end up being one of those teams that gets slotted in
because somebody COVID.
Oh man, that'd be
so. You're the last four in.
You're
is
one
really
seed,
like
Xavier Musketeer.
Yeah. Just to fill in.
That'd be insane.
Yeah, that'd be wild.
Anyway,
Duke could be that too.
I know. They got to win a game in order to get to even to that point.
Yeah.
All right. So Wednesday, Big Ten tournament gets started in Indianapolis, Big Ten country. This one, it feels like. I would honestly say everybody but Nebraska could make a run in this. That's how deep this league is. Like, Northwestern has
Minnesota
been good.
Minnesota can't, but
Minnesota at one point was ranked and good earlier in the season. Penn State has upset. I'm not saying
they've
those
been
teams.
Ranked,
will,
yeah.
I'm not saying those teams will win. I'm saying those teams could win two games.
Yeah, yeah.
I could see those teams
a
winning two
mini
games.
Run.
A little
okay.
mini run. I could see them getting to the quarters. You know, something like that. But this is going to be unbelievable. And should be an absolute blast to watch. You didn't pick a winner in this one? What are you doing here?
Oh, I didn't even.
Maryland, Michigan State, blank on Alex's bracket. All right. It's coming in live on the pod. He picks.
Sparty.
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 Sparty, no. Okay. What do you got as far as upsets in this one?
So my biggest upset is actually just a 5 seed. Ohio State running the table and winning the whole damn thing.
Yeah, that's I would say.
So I mean, call that an upset.
It is.
I just
it
think
is.
That's a 5 seed. Ohio State, who's really good, just played with Illinois to the final buzzer this past weekend. They just ran out of gas late, and Illinois hit a couple big shots down the stretch. They lost by, what, six? I mean, it was a close game, and it came down to who had the ball last when the time was still ticking. So, yeah, I got Ohio State here.
Ohio State was literally in the conversation heading into that Michigan game to be one of the top four seeds in the NCAA tournament. I mean, my, how things have shifted in the last 2 weeks, but they're obviously extremely talented. Well-coached Chris Holtmann there. They've got the Florida State transfer C.J. Walker, who kind of makes everything go with the point guard
veteran
position.
Veteran point, yep.
Yeah, and a good mix of players. I don't find that crazy at all in my mind. I mean, I've got Ohio State going to the semifinals myself. It's one of those deals. My biggest upset is the 7 seed Rutgers.
Yeah.
And I've got them advancing to the semifinal as well, upsetting an Illinois team that
may... And you love Illinois.
I love Illinois, but this is why. I love Illinois, and I will be talking about how much I love Illinois again next week. I think Illinois' eyes may be a little bit beyond
They're
what's going on.
Saving some gas for the long trip.
What has happened in the Big Ten? The last couple of weeks, the team that is hottest ends up getting brought back down to earth. That was Ohio State 2 weeks ago. That was Michigan last week. That can be Illinois this week. It feels like they're a candidate for this. They're sitting there thinking, we're a number one seed. We may have a chance to win a national title. All of a sudden, they get got, you know, in a quarterfinal game against a hungry Rutgers team that has to put together a run. They're a team that could make an NCAA tournament. If they can get a, you know, you get a pelt like Illinois on your resume, and then all of a sudden maybe Rutgers is locked themselves into a pretty good seeding. And they're talented. They're young. They got a great big man who I think, if he can stay out of foul trouble, can actually battle a little bit with Kofi Coburn, even though he's been sensational as of late. I mean, maybe the best big man in the country.
Onions.
Yeah. Oh, Andre on the deck.
What's he say in the very beginning? Bill Rafferty? He saying that?
Oh, whenever the defense off. Is. Yeah. It's
yeah.
Like, Alex Turco. Northern Kentucky comes down to Miniman.
Yeah. Miniman. That's what he does. Yeah. Yeah.
He'll say that. Yeah. Or if it's zone, he'll be like 2-3 zone defense with Miniman principles. Yeah. So good.
Oh, man.
I love it.
I cannot
it.
Wait
Raph,
for
I can't wait to hear him this week. Yeah, yeah. He's so good. He's so good. We can't wait to hear him doing some Big East, hopefully some Big Ten. So good. All right. We've got it to where I've given my upset pick. Rutgers, I have going your family, your religion, and Rutgers basketball. That's the part of the Jimmy V speech that never
Scott's
gets repeated
so
enough.
Stoked
I know. I'm fired
I can feel
up.
The
so
March Madness inside of you.
How about this? I've got Iowa winning this thing.
Do you really?
Luka
Can't
Garza.
Defend. We're good with it?
They're defending, actually,
yeah.
Lately.
Okay.
Last couple weeks, they've all of a sudden started to defend. Now, I mean, they're not going to win any defensive awards. Like, they're not going to get confused for Virginia here, you know? Like,
doing just enough?
They're doing enough to match their unbelievable offense. And I think it matters most to Iowa. I think they're going to care the most about this. Luka Garza is going to care the most about this. Was taken away from him and that team. They're going to want this the most, and which is why I think they're going to win it. I think there are other teams in this, Illinois, Michigan, other teams that I like better in the Big Dance. I like Iowa in this.
Yeah, no, I like that logic, and a lot of that plays. If you think about it, there's schools sometimes where the coach knows this isn't the end-all, be-all. Go get a win, you know, get... When I say it doesn't matter, of course it matters. They want to win. But at the end of the day, they know they're going to the tournament and they're going to be a what? A 4 seed? Iowa?
I'll probably be higher than that. A
3 seed?
Probably a 3. I'd give them a 3.
So, I mean, there you go. They still know they're in it and they want to advance, maybe get a higher seed.
Yeah,
they can definitely play for that.
You win the Big Ten title, you're probably a 2 seed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They definitely will be.
I mean, then you're talking about, I mean, Big Ten would have 2 1s and a 2, probably. I mean, it's going to be top. Right now, you're looking at Michigan and Illinois being 1 seeds. You know, if somebody else besides those two schools win, if Ohio State gets hot and wins this thing, they're a two seed, I think.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree with that.
So there's a lot on the table for these teams that are trying to improve their spot on the seed line when it comes to the selection show coming up less than a week from today. So that's it. We did it. We picked our favorite tournaments.
It felt good, didn't it? And next week, Selection Sunday,
I know,
we'll be recording the day after on a magical Monday where Scott and Alex get together in the Ice Mule Cooler Studios and talk brackets.
Bummer that
again,
like, we won't be getting ready for playing games the next day. It won't be till Thursday of that week, but right. You know, we'll take it. We'll take it. All right. What do you say we wrap up this podcast here by, number one, thanking our great sponsor, Ice Mule Coolers. It's March Madness. You may not be in a spot where you can go enjoy a bar experience by sitting outside in the nice weather like we have in Florida and watching games in a socially distanced and spaced out breezy space. Maybe it's so cold where you're from, and so you'll want to have the opportunity maybe to get together with a friend or two and watch some games. When you do that, get yourself an Ice Mule Cooler in order to enjoy it. That way you can
fit. Or you could be like one of our good buddies, Bods, sitting on a beach in vacation.
Do we just out him? I don't know.
Oh, he better have his Ice Mule Cooler.
I hope he brought
it. He better
it
send
him.
Us a yeah. picture.
I hope I he mean, brought it with him, yeah.
How do you travel to Florida from balmy Ohio and not bring an Ice Mule Cooler keep your beers cold?
The only thing hot in Cleveland right now is the Cleveland State Vikings, who have advanced to the Horizon League Championship Final. That's about the hottest thing going in Cleveland right now. But I'm with you. Hey, by the way, happy anniversary to Boz, 2 years, to him and Shug. So shout out to you guys. Enjoy.
Shug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little inside line.
He'll like that, yeah. I think.
Yeah. I hope so. Hope he's not mad at me for saying that one, too.
I don't feel like I can call her Shug.
I mean, I don't call her that to her face.
Yeah.
That's not my. That's not
you don't
my
call name. My wife Shug, do you?
No.
Okay.
No. But it comes from a sup Shug, like that. Like
yeah.
That thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like short for sugar. That thing.
Yeah. No, I've had that. Yeah. You put it together. That's where it came from.
Nice. Anyway, get your Ice Mule Coolers. Sports Bar 15 at checkout. You can get 15% off. And whether or not you're celebrating, you know, Players Championship and more golf coming up, we've got March Madness next week. We've got baseball starting up here in just a couple of weeks. I mean, we're in a prime sporting stretch. The Masters is just a couple of weeks away. Get yourself an Ice Mule Cooler so you can celebrate the best way possible and keep those drinks cold. Alex, Dak Prescott got paid.
He got paid, and he got the friendliest player contract of all time. No trade clause, no franchise tag clause. He's set. I mean, he's set for a long-ass time, too. NFL record-breaking contract, that is. He bet on himself, and it paid off.
And good for him. I mean, how many times we see guys bet on themselves? Think of Le'Veon Bell. Bet on himself. Yeah. Did not work. Think of – there's other people in history who have done this. I guess it worked for Kirk Cousins pretty well. I mean, he was like, hey, listen, I want to – he took a couple franchise tags and – wanted to get paid when the opportunity presented itself, and it did. But Kirk Cousins wasn't coming off of an injury like Dak. There wasn't as much speculation.
Felt terrible for Dak, too. In a year where he was betting on himself, he was playing well with a team that had a terrible defense, had a great year the year before, which is why he even decided to do it, and then he got hurt in a brutal injury.
No doubt. And some people even speculated, and I'm not totally against this theory, that the injury helped him out in a way because it showed how valuable he was.
Oh,
I mean, think about what they were rolling out there. The Cowboys were after him.
And they
him.
Thought they had a good backup in Andy Dalton. They thought.
And he got injured and was just okay. Ben DiNucci was terrible. I mean, like, we're talking about, they went from one of the best offenses in the NFL to a very mediocre to below average offense after he went down. And if that doesn't show his value at this point, and how he has grown as a player, then I don't know what does. And what a great story he is anyway. You know, fourth round draft pick, comes out, kind of a run first guy, got the Tebow comparisons.
Yeah.
Undeniably a way better all around quarterback at the pro level than Tebow.
Well, yeah, I mean, that almost doesn't even deserve. They almost don't even deserve to be in the same sentence.
True. I mean, but they were compared to each other at the beginning. And it was like, oh, is he going to be a polished enough passer? Can he sit in the pocket and do it? And he has undeniably been able to do that. The interesting thing will be how comfortable he is using his legs in the other part of his game now going forward, right? Like, you get injured in a brutal way the way he did. Is he more likely to try and sit in there? Like RG3, and I know this is a little bit different, right? Because RG3 had never proven himself to be effective in the pocket. Like, he had to be able to run to be an effective player. RG3 was obviously never the same after his devastating leg injury. Is there a little bit of that aspect with Dak? I don't know. I mean, do you think he's going to be a little more skittish when it comes to that?
The good news is for him, I don't know, because I can't project what it'll look like. I don't know what the surgeon says. I don't know how he'll feel. Yeah. I don't know how he'll mentally take to all that. But the good news for him is he is a good passer now, and he does have a lot of weapons. He has CeeDee Lamb. Why are you looking at me? You don't believe me?
No, sorry. My contact was bothering me. That's why
I was like, what? Did that? Am I wrong here?
I did not mean to give you a look.
Amari Cooper, Zeke in the backfield, tight end emerging, and Dalton Schultz. I mean, they have players. If they protect him a little bit better next year with a better O-line, I think he'll be able to rely solely on his arm. And will he be able to move? Yeah, he'll be able to move better than some statues in the league, like a Tom Brady or other pro-style guys that truly cannot get out of the pocket. But
there aren't many of those left, by the way.
No, they're not. No, that's
a dying breed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, I mean,
you
got
to be able to do a little
bit of
both.
Drew Brees is basically retired, and he's out of the pocket. I mean, he's gone now. He never got out of the pocket.
Nope.
Phillip Rivers, he retired. He's gone. He was in the pocket guy. Big Ben's become an in the pocket guy. He still extends plays, but he'll hang in till the last second.
That's just because people can't drag him down.
Yeah. Well, now you can. He's all fat.
I think it might be harder because he's fat.
Yeah.
He's even more weight now.
He looks good now. But he does. He looks good. But I don't want him as... Yeah, that's a... Ugh. Steelers. Talking about downward trajectory.
Last thing on the Cowboys here. Do you like them in the NFC East last year? Next year, I mean? Or is... I mean...
I think I'm going to buy the Washington
football
Redskins.
Football team.
I mean, football team.
Won the division last year, of course.
Yeah. I think I'm going to stick with them. I love that defense. The Cowboys need a lot of pieces. The Cowboys I keep wanting to call them the Redskins. The Cowboys and the football team are the two.
Our words.
Yeah, that's it.
Have this.
The Giants can make a run.
Guy back there he had a barbecue sticker. It just said BBQ on his laptop back there. Respect.
So, on my bachelor party, I don't know if you remember, we went and got barbecue, the place you made us walk 45 minutes to.
I almost killed the entire party.
If everyone wasn't so hungover, everyone would have killed you. Everyone was super pissed. A short walk. And then 45 minutes later, we're all sweating our ass off.
It showed up on the map. It was just a straight shot. It looked pretty easy.
No, it wasn't
easy. We had to walk up like an on-ramp on a highway.
We literally walked on an on-ramp on a highway. Crossed the highway.
It was good barbecue,
though.
It was a good spot.
Great barbecue. What was it called?
No, it does start with an M. In Nashville, yeah.
Well, whatever it was great. And the upstairs was awesome. Super cool bar area. Mm-hmm. We were smart enough to Uber home after that. But what I wanted to say about it was I got my son a shirt that said, spent 9 months in the pit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was a barbecue pig. It was awesome.
All right, this is going to bother me.
Did you find it?
Martin's. Yep, that was it. Okay. I knew that loyal listener John would have chimed in and been mad if we hadn't gotten that right. Yeah, Martin's Barbecue, yeah. We walked down there. We got to hang out, and like they had the cool...
Played darts.
Outdoor area and everything,
cold beers.
Too, yeah.
It took everyone a while to get a couple beers in them.
We went to the pedal wagon after. Yeah, that was honestly, that might have been the highlight.
It was. We didn't know it was going to be. We all were like, oh, are we really doing this? Seems kind of girly.
I know. And then we were like, this is awesome.
Oh, my God.
He's like, you guys are going to drink all that as we load like multiple 30s onto the thing? And then they were gone before we were finished.
He literally said to us, he's like, I've never seen people drink this much beer. I can't do that anymore.
No, me either.
That wasn't even that long ago.
I was already like, me and Baron, we were already the old men of the group anyway in that one. I mean, I was trying to pace myself, ended up napping in a closet at one point. I mean,
they're the only safe place.
I was trying to hide from everybody because I knew you guys were going to crush me. So I closed myself into a closet and slept.
It's a great idea.
Well, then everybody found me. Then it wasn't so great.
Yeah.
No, there's only so many rooms in that Airbnb.
It was a sweet Airbnb.
It was good, though. It was good.
Good times. I would do it again, but I don't think I could. Mm-mm. I just don't think I can physically.
Yeah, get ready for my bachelor party. It's going to be sitting here podcasting. Invite some people over to watch us.
Yeah.
And then
we'll drink liquor that episode.
Yeah, all right. We'll go big.
Oh, man.
All right, what do you say we put a wrap on this one? Because we talked a lot of hoops, got on a little bit of football. Had some fun.
Yeah.
The appetizer, truly the appetizer.
This
Week, yeah, last week we had the antipas. This week is the appetizer. And a week from today, we'll have a bracket to fill out. Boy, doesn't that feel good.
Feels awesome. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. And especially since last year we didn't get to enjoy it.
I know.
Feels like forever. It almost feels new.
Well, I mean, we're literally talking a year.
Yeah.
I mean, a year from
last week?
From next week will be the episode where you, me, and Colin got together and did the infamous post sports coming to a close episode. And I don't remember what we talked about on that episode, honestly.
We'll have to listen back.
Yeah, well, that's a good question as to what exactly we got into on that episode, because everything had already been canceled. Maybe we just talked about things being canceled. Who knows? But that was a year ago next week. Hard to believe. But what a year it's been. We are glad that all of you that have stuck with us throughout this journey, have been with us. For those of you that have joined us in the last year, thank you for joining us in a year in which it's been unlike any other. What we got? We got names right here to end things out.
JJ Stokes.
JJ Stokes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got
remember
you.
Him?
Yeah, yeah.
San
wide
Fran,
receiver, yeah.
49ers?
Was here in Jacksonville for a cup of coffee 1 year.
Was he?
Yeah, I think his last season he played here.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, how about that?
All right, who do you got?
I've got, in honor of App State making the NCAA tournament tonight, Jay Canty.
Don't even know him.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Who is he?
Started his career at Xavier and transferred to Appalachian State. Played 3 years of basketball there.
Basketball player? Yeah, okay. Yeah. I would never know a App State basketball player.
That's the only one I know.
So, wow.
There you go.
That's cool.
Those are our guys.
What was the guy's name, the quarterback? Armani Edwards?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good name,
too. On the Michigan upset team in 07, yeah.
Yep. Wow, Armani Edwards. Played a little slot in the NFL.
Yeah, good athlete.
For the Panthers.
Real good athlete.
Second.
Yeah, how about that? Like, Appalachian State, like, they have been a name ever since that.
Ever since, what was that?
Everybody knows him. 07.
07.
Boy, Michigan's never been the same since then.
No, they really haven't.
That was kind of the beginning of the end.
Yeah, Mike
for Lloyd
Hart,
Carr,
yeah.
And the year before they were trying to get into the national title game.
Yep. Wow. Lost to Ohio State, right?
Yeah. And then
I watched that at your house. I'll never forget that.
Really?
It was Henny and Troy Smith.
I hate to say
right?
I forget it, but
yeah. Well, thanks, guy. Means a lot. J.J. Stokes, okay, that was
it
my
was
guy.
Yeah.
Armani right. Edwards, J.J. Stokes,
Jay Canty for me, and that'll do it for us this week. Looking forward to filling out brackets. Everybody enjoy championship week as we roll into the major conference tournaments here throughout the course of this week. March Madness is here. It is alive. It is well. For Alex, I'm Scott. This has been another episode of the Sports Bar Podcast.